hanging from a limb of a tree, usually.
Do you have a name for those wasps that make these things out of mud? They look sort of like organ pipes or something.
Mud daubers.
You'd call them mud daubers?
We do.
Okay. Okay, what are the small fish that you use for bait sometimes?
Minnows.
Okay. You come in, maybe you've been away on a trip or something like that, and you come back and they're in the corner because you haven't been dusting regularly. There's something hanging there. What would that be?
Cobweb.
Okay. What's another term for a cobweb? Is there another term for it? Or?
There may be, but there's been cobwebs all my life.
All right. Is there an animal outside that also spins a web?
Spider.
You call it, so what, if you found a web outside in the garden, so you'd say that's a, not, is that a cobweb out in the garden?
As a rule, it's a spider web in the garden.
All right.
I think there's a difference.
But in the fall of the year, and all, like when October comes around, you'll have a lot of webs, and they won't be, I don't think they'd be spun by any insect. It's just that time of the year, and we have them.
So in other words, a cobweb is something that happens inside. You wouldn't call us. You wouldn't find a spider web inside. I take it. Is that right? Or?
I think that can be right.
Well, now the granddaddy long legs that get in the basement room, yeah, they make a web.
Do they make webs? Okay. I didn't know that. A tree, a lot of times, will have real deep, first thing comes to your mind. Has
roots.
Yeah, it's attached by. What's the animal that has a shell? It's a reptile.
Turtle.
Okay. Are there different kinds of turtles?
Yes. Snapping turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And soft-shelled turtle.
Mm-hmm. Those, where do they live?
They live in ponds and the river, in the river, ditches.
Do you have any turtles that come out in the land or?
Sometimes they'll travel over the land to go from one water hole to another.
But you don't have any turtles that live primarily on the.
Well, there are land turtles, but I don't know.
I don't think we have them around here though.
Would you have any word other than turtle that would make the difference between the two?
Not unless it's tortoise.
That's not obviously a word you'd use. No. It doesn't do anything. They used to have these box turtles in Virginia. Things that close up. They have a little box, really. They just close up. They look like a GI helmet is what they look like. So they were big. About this big. And they used to get those things. I guess they primarily live in the woods.
But they're a land turtle then.
They are. They're technically a tortoise, but they'd get and eat the tomatoes and stuff like that. Is there another name for a sycamore tree that you know of? A kind of name you wouldn't really find?
No, I don't know of another name for a sycamore tree.
Do you have anything like buttonwood or anything like that, or buttonball? Or?
I haven't.
Okay. The tree that George Washington was famous for chopping down was
cherry.
Okay. You go out in the woods and you find a plant with three leaves. You want to stay away from it. What's that plant called?
Poison ivy or poison oak.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know, but they're not the same plant.
Okay. Is there a third plant you might have trouble with sometimes?
I think there's a poison sumac.
Okay. Is that the way you'd say that word?
Sumac.
Okay.
Wild cherry is poisonous too.
Yeah. How about, are there different kinds of berries around here? People raise?
Wild berries?
Well, wild or people raise, whichever.
Oh, yes. Regular